Hello, happy summer, ma'am.
Happy summer. We started this whole shindig in the summer.
Gosh, I'm glad you got to dig. It started off, oh my gosh, fiery.
Shindig.
Shindig of summer. Last week for us. Yeah.
This is our time. This is our moment. And we were just talking about you took JB over to your parents.
I did. It's like the first day. It's really like day one of summer over here because last week we traveled. And so it was kind of the chaos of this and that. And so this morning, it's like, as we're taping this, it's Monday at what, like 1 o'clock. And this morning, he got up at six and I'm like, no, sir. And he went back to bed and he got up at 6:40. And I'm like, no, sir. And then he did 7:20. I'm like, well, here we are. And, I decided at 9:30, I did a little bit of work. And I'm like, let's go for a walk. He's like, what? Why? I'm like, let me tell you how it's going to work, friend. We're going to feed our mind, body, and soul. And so we're going to walk because our bodies need exercise. You can ride your bike. So we did that. And we came home and we're going to do some homeschooling this summer because we cannot fall behind. And so, I mean, you would have thought that I put cockroaches in front of him to like, you know, eat or something. He's like, I was like, yeah, bro. So we did that. And then we had some lunch. And then, like I told you, I was like, okay, well, I'm going to do a podcast. And I was just watching. I'm like, there is no way he's going to stay out of the way for the next hour and a half or whatever. And so I took him to his grandparents and I was like, goodbye. But don't you think it takes a little bit of time like for everyone to settle in? By the end of the summer, I'm sad when it's over because then he's sleeping in. We have a routine and, but the first week I'm always like, one of us will not survive this.
When you have young kids, if you're listening, you have young kids, this is your permission slip. Every time there's a new season, you got to give yourself several weeks to readjust. I mean, everybody's out of sorts and the lack of structure and all that. I mean, it's nice, but then it's not. Anyway, give yourself grace.
Yeah.
We've tried all the things. I mean, I don't know about you, but because you had two and younger. Anyway, I would try like, we're going to do the ticket system and you have to earn tickets to get screen time. And so they were chasing me down. What jobs can I do? What jobs can I do? Which was fantastic. But then screens were like the idol. We've tried. You got to do this, this, and this before you can turn on a screen. I've just given up at this point.
Now it's like, can I just put a screen in your bedroom? I mean, not really, but kind of.
No. I was asked that this weekend. Can I just get a TV in my room?
Probably not.
I'm not going to do that.
One of my friends has like a huge like glass jar or something, and they're filling it with ping pong balls. And every time he's doing something, shout out Noel. Every time he's doing something that's, you know, kind of positive, whatever, they're putting a ping pong and he's earning it towards, I think it's working towards a phone. He's older than my kid. And working towards something like that. And he's older and has a bigger attention span. But I'm like, okay, I like the idea of going positive versus I feel like there's a lot of negative. I'm like, I start off this way every summer. Listen, I am not doing that all summer. I am not. So
that is not how we're going to go. Yes, I know. Well, we have three out of our four are working, which is very, very helpful because that gives like a natural activity outside the house. When you're home, I don't mind if you're relaxing because you've been out making the dough. But then I have one who has nothing.
There's always the one.
But in a week from today, his life is over because he has to wake up at like 5:40 in the morning to go to cross country practice and then a history class because this school, they do that for the freshman entering. You usually take one class in the summer. It's a way to like meet kids. You don't have to. It's not required, but most do so they can have a study hall. Anyway, it's over. This whole free for all, you can hear him. You can probably hear him laughing, and he's on a game right now, just living his best life right now.
What? I could stand to get up at 5 starting a week from today and doing a little cross country myself.
If now you want to join him, go on.
Could you just be like, hey, Mrs. Yanoff wanted to know how you felt about her going with you? She's not going to run the same pace as you, but she's just going to run out there.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's a new school. He might appreciate knowing somebody.
Yeah. Do you want to hear something funny?
Yeah.
Okay. So we went to a wedding this weekend, Molly's wedding. Y'all know Molly, if you've listened to my other podcast, Molly and Kate, precious. So Molly got married in North Carolina. We're standing in the buffet line. There's a lot I could tell you about it, and I will tell you a few funny things, but this is the funniest thing. We're standing in the buffet line, and some of our mutual friends from Colorado are there too. And everyone else, I mean, it's a North Carolina wedding. We don't know these people, right? And so we're in the buffet line, and I hear like my husband and this friend from Colorado dying laughing. And I look down the buffet line, and other people aren't. And some people have a little sheepish smile, and some people look appalled. Well, apparently someone had asked to small talk and said, like small talking, said to Mike, you know, what do you do in Dallas? And our friend said, was trying to say he's the Harvey Specter of Dallas, like an attorney. And instead he said, oh, this guy, he's the Harvey Weinstein of Dallas. No. No. Then my husband couldn't stop laughing. And then this guy couldn't. And I look down there and some people, like, their eyes are huge. Some people are slightly laughing. Some people are not laughing at all. I'm not sure. And so I couldn't figure out what was going on until later. And Mike goes, Scott just called me the Harvey Weinstein of Dallas. And I go, well, that can't be good. Nobody can feel good about that. So that was one of the funnier moments of that. So from here on, I'm the Leanne Morgan of Dallas and Mike is the Harvey Weinstein of Dallas.
I'm not a comparison you want, people.
No, no, you don't want to hear that. No,
no.
You,
but, no. What? Let's give him a better name. Do you think the Harvey Specter's good, or do you have a better one for him? Because that's well, we need to.
Harvey Specter's good. If you watch Suits, I mean, he is in trial a lot right now. Now he is married. He doesn't drink at all, much less have a whole, you know, whatever in his office of alcohol. But you want to hear, can I tell you a couple other things about the wedding since we're on it? Mm-hmm. Okay. So precious wedding, all the things. I could tell you a million trillion things, but a couple things. Apparently I now know what cocktail attire is not. Ask me how I know.
I never get this right. Y'all have heard me say this.
Never.
I never get any of this right.
Gosh.
And I thought it was Dallas. I bet North Carolina's tricky too.
Well, apparently it's let me tell you what cocktail attire is not for the rehearsal dinner.
What did you think it was?
I thought it was a shorter dress because we're going to wear long and gowns, right, to the wedding.
Yeah.
So in my mind, like a little black dress, but not a black dress to me. And I thought just a cute, shorter dress, a little fancier. I really didn't have anything great, but I did have this kind of expensive, pretty dress that I wore to Brett's graduation. It's shorter. I dolled it up with some, you know, you put on some shiny gold earrings and a pretty necklace and some big tan nude heels or whatever. And you can't be wrong.
I thought you were going to say tan nude legs. And I was like,
no,
yep, put on your tan nude legs.
I put on my pantyhose, my control top. And I mean to tell you, I was like, here we go, cocktail hour. So I get there and I'm not generally self-conscious about stuff. Like I don't look around to see but in this one, I kind of wanted to know, like, did I hit the mark? Well, there was nobody in a short dress except for Cynthia Yanoff for the first 40 minutes. I mean, everybody. And the girls.
What did they do after 40 minutes? They cut their dresses?
Well, a few showed up and Mike goes, look, there's someone in a short dress. The grandmother. She had on a shorter, and by short, you right under the knee,
right,
kind of lace little, you know, little granny dress. And then he's like, another one. Another senior adult came in a short, and they did have on their pantyhose. Mm-hmm. Thank you. And it wasn't good. And all these cute girls, there's a lot of, you know, the bridal party and then lots of, I don't know, friends and whatever. They all had on cute, long, summery dresses, like more edgy than you'd wear to church, but summery dresses. Like I have those. Why? But I thought we had to cocktail it. It wasn't good. So then the next night I was paranoid as could be, Heather, because the next night is like formal-ish, right?
It said so that, like it said formal?
Yeah, formal attire, something like that.
And what was the time of the wedding?
5 to 11.
Okay, yeah. I mean, you could be black tie at that point.
Right. So I had a long dress. I'm like, well, North Carolina, the joke's on you. I'm wearing my short dress again. I'm going to wear this thing until – no. I had a long dress, and I already was feeling, like, nervous about it. I come down the stairs, like, at my friend's house where we stayed, and Brett goes, oh, who brought the disco ball?
No.
And I'm like, oh, what? For the love, Brett. Apparently, it's a little shiny. Little shiny, everybody. Little shiny. Think the dress that we got that we passed around for a while, that one, but cuter. So I went, and I will say this.
Okay.
I did not get one – I take that back. I got one compliment on it the whole night, which I think it was also a miss.
Was this the one in the picture with your cute family? It's flowery. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think it's adorable.
Thanks. Well, maybe it was for Dallas, but, you know, JB was the ring bearer, and he was the angriest ring bearer you've ever seen. I mean, talk about someone taking it seriously. He was scowling up at the front, cute as could be.
Like scowling because he was nervous?
Scowling because of the gravity of this is, I'm in front of a lot of people. I mean, I got my A game on. It was, yeah. And Kate was, you know, in the wedding, obviously, and she was standing across from him, and she kept giving him the, like, you know, smile thing, you know, where you point to your cheek, smile, and he would, under his breath, say, "Stop it, Kate, stop it." I was like, oh. So that's how it went. It was really pretty. And then I'm going to give you all a couple of quick wedding things and we'll move on to the next thing. Okay. Things to that I, my takeaways. I've told you this before. A couple okay. things that bug me and that I wish I would have done differently. Number one, I wish I would have been fun at the wedding and I would have come down the aisle smiling and waving like at people.
At your wedding.
Mine, yes. Okay. I was like, I don't know if I thought
that JB in it.
I was in a death trance or something because we were serious. We were at the church. We were serious back then. Yeah. And this darling Molly came down that aisle smiling and waving.
I can only imagine.
Huge, huge, beautiful smile. And just took in every moment. I was so proud of her because I wish I would have. Then the other thing is—
Had you told her that?
Kind of with the reception, but I'm going to write her.
But I mean, she didn't hear that from you. Like, I wish
she probably heard me say that, probably. But I also always, we went to a wedding with her a couple weeks ago, and I said, it really bothers me. And I've told y'all this, how at the mom plans this wedding with her daughter for a year, and then it's the dad that makes the toast, and the dad dances with the daughter, and all this. I'm like,
he walks her down the aisle.
I'll tell you what, mom and dad were both up there. They gave the most beautiful toast. And then midway through, Molly and her new husband got up there and they talked directly to everyone. And she gave her mom her bouquet and basically was like, "Mom, all I've ever wanted to be is just like you. You have taught me everything." I mean, it was just this beautiful moment. And so I loved that. And then the other thing I loved is they spent the money on things that were not perishables, if that makes sense. Like, yes, they had some pretty flowers, and yes, they had a nice cake, and yes, the venue was pretty, but they flew in a man from Africa that is a part of a school that Molly's worked at in missions over the years, and he did a part of the ceremony. They flew in the Young Lives girls that Kate and Molly have worked with and their babies, these high school girls in there. Like, the way they did things with intentionality, and Mike said, you know, you go to all these weddings, because we go to a lot right now, and he said, and you hear a lot of words about how great these people are. But he's like, sometimes you go to a wedding and you don't need the words because you're just watching it in real time. And it was awesome. So it was a great trip. We're back, everyone, and summer has started. The end. Tell me something, Heather.
I mean, I know we are on the cusp of the wedding season.
Yes, it's coming.
And if it's anything like the high school dance season, the graduation season. The other day I wrote down all the graduations I'm going to have the next. Anyway, I feel like what I just went through with my senior, I may not do again with another kid because I don't know if they'll be as connected as this kid was.
Yeah.
And I would be fine with anything less than.
Because it was a lot. You went missing in action for a good 10 days.
It was a lot. And it was all good things and felt really celebrated by our small group. They'd known that I was sad he'd missed something at church. He had to do a work thing. And anyway, so they filled in with the cutest party. Another graduate is going to Texas after he does YWAM. You know, YWAM, Youth with a Mission. Yeah. So he'll be in New Zealand. Then he'll go to Texas. So we did an A&M versus Texas game show, which was hilarious.
Oh, I bet that was fun.
But here's the story.
That's my whole life is an A&M Texas game show.
It was so funny. I'll have to send you clips. But so I'm headed into the very final, the gauntlet is, you know, you can see all the events are all lined up. It's like Thursday night something, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And the weekend before when I had that crazy party, you know, our big crazy party, my 16-year-old shows up with this big knot on his neck.
Uh-oh.
And I'm like, "What is on your neck?" He's like, "I don't know. I think it's like a spider bite or something." And Bruce is like, "Yeah, it kind of looks like a spider bite." And we're like, "All right, well, let's get you on an antibiotic." So Bruce's dad calls in an antibiotic. He's on it for 2 or 3 days. By Tuesday the next week.
Can we stop? Hold on. Bruce's dad is a physician, or what's happening? Did I miss this?
Yeah, remember I can just call him about anything and be like, "Can you call in this?" He's a surgeon.
A surgeon. Mm-hmm. I don't think I remember that. And then I was like, well, is he a pharmacist? Is this, we have some illegalities going? I'm sorry. Everyone wanted to know. And I had no,
that's good. Okay. Yeah. No, he, yeah. Please continue, Bruce tries to pass off. We have this massive textbook on laparoscopic surgery because his dad was one of the pioneers of laparoscopic surgery.
Okay. This is how I know about the tooting and the colonoscopy.
Yes.
Sorry. I'm with you. Keep going.
Okay. So he prescribed the, but the thing's not going down. And by Tuesday night, we're eating family dinner and even Price is like, that does not look good. That is not good. And I'm like, oh no, what if this becomes an emergency situation right when all the chaos of graduation and all the things is happening? The last thing we need is an emergency hospital visit and Bruce or I miss out on whatever. So Bruce and him head to the ER right then.
And they like know you. Like y'all have VIP parking. They're like, oh, would y'all, ma'am, could you move over? I know that it seems that you're having an aneurysm, but we've got the McFadyens back and they're frequent flyers. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Totally. And Bruce is like, yeah, I totally know the system. I got it. They probably left here about 7:30 and they were home by 9:30.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it was packed.
They're A-list preferred.
Yes, it was great. I was so thankful. That was like, I was like, Bruce, you took care of business. And I'm so thankful that you were an activator. And I've never been more grateful for you. And you're going to get special favors because of it.
Oh, gosh. No. Oh, bless it. Who's your new host going to be after that? I mean, we're taking resumes.
But the really crazy story. So he's, you know, giving me updates. Okay, they put us in, they actually got triaged to a nicer part of the hospital because the ER was crazy. I think they were like, these are, you know, this is going to be a quick in and out. So let's move them over here. Anyway, so it turns out it's an abscess.
Yeah.
While they're eating. I'm so sorry. So Bruce is sending me updates.
That's what you're sorry about is saying abscess? I'm under my desk still from what you said before that.
So he's sending me updates. He's sending me a picture of them cutting into it. Okay. He comes home. He tells a story. He goes, the doctor was so kind, so sweet. He said, he was real excited. It was an abscess. Said he loved taking care of those. He said, unfortunately, he did not choose to wear a mask. And as he's going after it and squeezing, all of a sudden something pops and shoots up pus in his mouth and on his glasses.
No, sir. No, sir.
And he's like, and that guy just kind of wiped it off, wiped off his glasses and just kept going. And I'm like, what in the world? Everyone's been wearing a mask forever and you're in a medical and you're not wearing a mask. And then he leaves and he cleans himself up and he comes back and he goes, hey, do you mind if we do a blood draw? Like, because that got in my mouth. Because
he wanted to make sure he doesn't have AIDS.
Oh my gosh.
Is that what happened, really?
They took his blood to make sure he was. Anyway, adventures abound. Thankfully, it's all better. And I just really, when you've got the stress of like, be here, do that, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Anyway, and then one more graduation story is the school that my youngest graduated from, eighth grade, we have been at for 15 years.
Yeah, that you've got like a history there. Yeah.
We have a history, good or bad. Good or bad, I mean, we're known. McFadden's are known.
You have all both when you've been somewhere 15 years. The Yanoffs go somewhere 15 minutes and people are like, oh, that's a lot.
Get a reputation, yeah. You do. I mean, but this is – if y'all know Dallas, it's a very conservative, classical Christian school. That's a very much a very tiny box that very few kids fit into. And usually the ones that stick around are the ones that fit in the box. We have never fit in the box. We've never tried to fit in the box. Very obviously.
We're going to keep going. Yes, we are.
We just keep showing up.
We don't fit in that box, but we are going to dance around that box.
We are going to keep you on your toes. And my kids are going to have more confidence and leadership skills than their teachers. So that's fun. But we get to the graduation and they're so kind that each kid gets up on stage and they read basically like a paragraph. It's like going to the senior banquet for the high school Quaid went to. And so like vocabulary words you've never heard. All of us, like he'd say a word and we're like, what does that one mean?
Who writes it?
The teachers and the head of the middle school.
Okay, got it. Yeah.
And they have a scripture. It's very sweet. So they get to Knox and it's a mix of – they're talking about his humor, his wit, his smile that they don't know. Is he up to something or just enjoying himself? Like, anyway, it's like something about – and he's making faces the whole time. And then we get to the end of it, and every other kid after they got their moment standing there, which is an awkward moment. I mean, some of these kids, you're like, please get them off the stage. They look miserable. Their knees are shaking. They're so nervous to be just standing there here. I mean, eighth grade to stand in front of a huge crowd. And hear about yourself. Like, that's hard. Anyway, he's fine with it. Instead of just walking past the head of the middle school, he gives him a hug.
It's like, bro, this is it for us, man.
And all of my older boys are dying laughing. And
that is fabulous. And that is sweet how they do it. I mean, I think that's, but it's also would be, that's an awkward stage in life to stand there and have words spoken over you that you're, and I don't know if they get it right or not right, but I know there's a complaint at where my kids graduated from high school that they hand out character qualities. And they, sometimes my kids will have said, they literally are like, you know, they'll literally be like, you know, steadfast. And my kids are like, okay, this kid nearly failed out. He doesn't he's got more tardies than, like, we're not steadfast. Like, what are we talking about?
He's steadfast and then he kept going. He didn't give up.
Maybe. Yeah. But.
Well, okay, the other thing is, so they do that part of the graduation. The kids walk out and then they have kind of like an intermission before they do a slideshow. Well, I was determined, even though it was raining all day, there was a little stop in the rain. I was like, we are going out front and getting a picture of our whole family by the sign, because I have so many pictures of y'all out in front of that sign over the years from first day of school. So we go out there and we take the pictures, and then we're walking back and a little celebrity sighting.
Dallas celebrity?
Who do you think that I saw? And it kind of goes along with what we're going to talk about in the Super Trackers related to your
Emmett Smith.
And it's a teacher of the Bible.
Oh, Jenny Allen?
Female.
Jenny Allen?
Mm-mm.
A female Bible teacher, Megan Marshman. I mean, at Lisa Harper.
We're talking the icon.
Oh, Christine Kane. Oh.
Beyond.
Beth Moore. Oh, yeah, because her daughter.
So she was there because the granddaughter was getting graduating. And she was so sweet, and I got to just tell her.
Did you tell her memoir was crazy good?
We talked about her memoir. No, I mean, it was a sweet moment, and just loved getting to see her. And I'm glad she got to experience this. Well, no, experience the graduation was really sweet, and like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It was it was a good moment. So,
well, that's amazing.
They're all graduated. Here we go.
Congratulations.
And I will tell you, there's a ritual at the Jesuit graduation where once they all come out, they all light up cigars.
Okay, well,
and I've never been more like nauseous in my life.
Yeah.
Have you ever been around that many cigars?
No, but you know, I got the front, when we sat on the front grass and did it over Christmas with Brett and Mike, I didn't. And I was like, why are we smoking like on the front yard? But it's not good. And you stink like it for a long time. I bet Bruce, if he's smoking cigars, there's no favors or whatever you referred to earlier.
No, he actually, all the dads got one. He didn't get one. I don't know how he missed out, but I kind of am thankful because all the pictures, he doesn't have like this giant thing in his mouth. No, we did it. We did it. We did it. We did it. And I'm very thankful. It's summertime, and my boys are eating all the time.
I know.
Breakfast, lunch, dinner.
They want three squares a day.
Three. I made crepes the other day for breakfast. Today, I made Big Mac sliders.
For lunch?
I made a beef Wellington last night. Yeah. Two beef Wellingtons. It's a lot. It's probably too much. So I'd prefer if Allison from Prep Dish would make my meal plan. How about you?
I'd like her to make my meals, but she hadn't offered that service yet. But yes, I agree with that. And I know, same thing. Brett's working full time, and he likes to take his lunch with him. And so does Mike, actually. And so I'm just trying to make a lot more at night so that the next day they can take it. This week on the June menu, we're looking at week one because that's when we're recording. Ground turkey tostadas on the super fast. I'm here for that. And then the other one that has my attention is the sesame shrimp with bok choy and brown rice. Are you familiar with the bok choy? I've never made the bok choy.
I like the bok choy. It's nice.
I'm going to try the choy. I'm going to the store after this to get the choy.
Get it. I was looking at the paleo, and grilled chicken with pineapple salsa and grilled zucchini caught my eye. That feels very summery. Grilling. Mm-hmm. I like using the grill in the summer. Then gingered beef and veggie stir fry feels easy. A salad with blueberry, walnut, and goat cheese. Yes. Mm. And then this one even has like a breakfast, a tropical breakfast smoothie, a snack, and a dessert. I'm here for it. Give me all the ideas so my brain can take a break this summer. If you are wanting help with your meal plan, over at Prep Dish, they have 4 different menu options: gluten-free, paleo, low-carb, super fast. And she sends you the grocery list, how to prep it all in one day, and how to cook it day of. All ready. It's like a 4-page PDF. And if you want to try it out 2 weeks for free, go to prepdish.com/sidetracked, past tense, prepdish.com/sidetracked. You can try it out for 2 weeks.
Let's do it.
What else you got for me?
Well, I wanted to, you said it was a good moment. I want to tell you about a not good moment I had.
Okay.
On the airplane, air travel got the best of me. We were getting off the plane and in North Carolina, and Mike, so we were like on row like 3 or something. Like, it's Southwest, everybody calm down. We weren't in first class, but Mike does fly a ton, so we're always in the front or whatever. And Mike was, because we had JB with us, Brett sadly got put in the back. I don't know how that happened, but so me and Mike and JB are in the front with, and Mike pulls down our luggage, like all of our 3 suitcases or whatever, before the doors are open to get off the plane, just to like expedite, right? Make it go faster. And because we have JB, and Mike knows most of the people in the front are business travelers, so he's just trying to be thoughtful. And he sets one of the suitcases on the floor. And so he's seat on the aisle, right? Then me, and then JB by the window. And we're all standing there waiting to get off. And he sets one on the floor and 2 in the seat. And this man behind us is, I'm watching because I'm standing up too, and I can see Mike's looking forward, I'm looking backwards. This man's like so put out and looking down and grimacing at Mike's luggage and that. And finally he says, "You know, you just blocked them into their row." And Mike's like, "Come again?" Like, he turns back. He's like, "I'm sorry." And he goes, "You totally just blocked them in." And Mike goes, "Oh, well, it's my family." And he goes, "Yeah, but still, they can't get out. Like, why do you feel like you need to get the luggage down before people start moving? That's dumb." Like, totally is taking on Mike, okay? What? So this is sweet Mike. Mike's like, "Oh, well, I think we're okay, but thank you." And so the guy, I'm still watching him, okay? And he's still just, and talking under his breath and all that. And so it comes our time to go. And I pick up the suitcase in front of me on the floor and mine out of the chair. And I turn to walk off and I go, "Ah, it's a miracle. We got out of the row." And Mike's face is like, "Oh, no. What is your problem?" And then people are dying laughing. And I thought, that wasn't a great moment for me.
No.
Real sassy. But I had like such a human moment. And the way I'm just like, "It's a miracle. We got out of our row." I mean, what did this guy think, that we were still going to be sitting on flight 72 and traveling around the world because Mike's luggage was there? And so I did have to assess later, why did that annoy me? Like, why such a reaction? Because Mike's just so like chill and like, whatever, it's fine. I don't know what it was, Heather. I tried to assess it. I don't know if it's, I don't want to be bossed around. I don't know if it's just, I don't know, but it wasn't my best moment. But then there's one other thing, and I wanted your thoughts on this. Coming back, I was like, "Shut your mouth, Cynthia." If you know, like, you're not involved in whatever might be happening, just be your best self. And so they came down the aisle, and they're like, "Put up your tray table, please, la, la, la." Mine's already up, fine. Mike's booking another flight to California for something this week, and then he's putting his pencil in some sort of pencil zip bag with his tray table down, everybody. He's drinking some more coffee, and I'm in my mind, I'm listening to my book, but I'm like, "Put up your tray table, put up your tray table." They come back by, "Sir, you'll need to put up your tray table." And he just kind of nods, and he then continues doing 75 other things without putting his tray table up. And so finally I'm like, "Bro." And they come by last time and they're like, "Sir, we really need you." And he's like, "Okay." And he finally puts his stuff up and he puts it up, and that's that. And so afterwards I'm telling Brett this story. I'm like, I don't know if it's my people pleaser. I don't know if it's the rule follower, because Mike's a rule follower too, but he is not a people pleaser. And so I'm telling Brett, and Brett goes, "Hey, why are you being such a jerk about the tray table?" to Mike. And Mike's laughing. He goes, "I'm not on their timeline." And Brett goes, "No, you literally are on their timeline. Like, that's their job." So we went back and forth. And I just was thinking at this, I'm like, I'm going to have to bring this to Heather's attention, because I'm guessing you don't care, as that wouldn't bother you as much, because you don't tend to be as like people pleasery as I am, but I'm just curious. What in that scenario, one, is Bruce already got the terry table up, his stuff's put away, he's ready for landing, or is he going to take his own sweet time? And two, is it going to bother you or not bother you?
I think he would care more than I would care.
Yeah.
But I can see, like, knowing Mike's personality, and if he is the number on that satanistic numbering system of a five, fives are – they're preserving their own energy, and they do not like to be told how to use their energy or their time. They are the ones who are the keepers of their energy and their time. And so they don't like when you sign them up for things they weren't planning to be a part of. They don't want you telling them how to use their time. So if he has decided this is how I'm using my time and I want to maximize it, and then some lady's trying to nip that in the bud, that would be bothersome to him.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
but I think it's funny that you're a people pleaser, but then you told the guy it's America.
We get out of the guy. And that Mike doesn't get mad at the guy telling him where to put his luggage, but he's not going to do the tray table.
Because the guy didn't make him change. He just didn't like how Mike did it. And Mike's used to people not liking how he does things. He lives in that world.
Yeah, that's what lawyers do. It was hilarious. So we get off the plane and I'm going off about this. I'm like, I mean, just put up your tray table. This is not a hard concept. And then he goes, at least I didn't lose it on some guy about luggage. And I was like, well, the Ganoffs, listen, if Southwest stock is down and people are complaining about the people flying Southwest these days, it's us. It's the Ganoff. That's it. Okay. I don't know if we need to get to our thing.
Well, I got to tell you, speaking of like people pleaser or like how we compare or how we respond to different things. Okay. So one of the graduation things was, you know, my last carpool, right? So I'm not great at decorating windows of cars, but I knew we had to do that, get the markers or whatever. And I was like, I just am going to ask ChatGPT to do it for me. Like, I've got this kid, this is his name. We went to this school. We've been there for 15 years. Create what I should write on our windows.
Perfect.
For the carpool. And I sent the picture of what chat had created to the mom group chat. Some of the moms did not catch that I said chat did this. Yep. That chat is overestimating my artistic abilities. I mean, it had like a tree with a bench below it that I'm supposed to draw in there and like a paragraph of words that I'm going to somehow fit on a window.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was so unrealistic. But one mom, she saw me right after it while we were waiting for the kids to come out. She was like, she sees my actual car and she goes, oh. She said, I saw that picture and thought that was your car. And I was going through the whole mom thing of like, Heather, she's so much better at being a mom than me. She probably hired someone to do her car and I should have done that. Like, this is what we do. We see things and it just makes us go crazy of like, oh, I'm not doing enough. I mean, hiring out someone to paint the windows of my car.
I would have told that lady, you're lucky she's even got a car available. I know. It's not broken, stolen. Take it. What's it called? When they
repossess.
Take it away. Repossessed. Like, you're lucky she got a window to put something on.
Guess what I'm driving now?
What? A rental.
A rental. For the summer. I've got a Beamer, girl. What?
For the summer? What? I don't even know what that means.
We rented it for the summer.
Why?
Because we have too many kids going too many different directions and not enough cars. But we don't need it past the beginning of August, so.
So you rented a car for the summer? How's that not the headline? This is the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
It's genius, what? Right? It was pretty reasonable too. They had a good rate. I don't know
like
if it's
through who? Like Turo or who'd you rent it through?
It's called Sixt with a T at the end. Six with a T at the end.
Okay. And they have no idea who they just gave that card to. I mean, they are I know. If they listen to Sidetrack, they're like, somebody get that car fast or it'll get repossessed.
I am loving it. It is so fun. Quaid is driving the Yukon.
Oh, bless. Quaid, I'm sorry.
It's better than the Infiniti. It's like 2006. It was shaking. He'd driven it to his girlfriend's up in McKinney and he comes out to it and two tires are flat. And he was like,
hot guy.
I cannot. And he called all of us at 11:15. We were all asleep. And thankfully, her dad has an air compressor and he was thrilled to get to use it and help him out. But he was like, I cannot drive this all summer to work.
I had when I drove Kate's car, high school car, remember for a couple of years, the tires kept going low on them. And Mike's like, I'm not putting more money in this car. So it was like forcing me into buying a new car. And Kate had one of those air compressors. And every time I'd take JB to therapy, I would be sitting out in the parking lot. Like he went to like, you know, speech therapy in Highland Park or whatever, the nice part of Dallas, obviously. And I would be sitting out, not obviously, I don't know why I said that, but one of the nicer parts of, and I'd be sitting out in the parking lot with the compressor on it, airing up the tires on my daughter's high school car that I was driving. I was like,
before you hit the road, a long 30-minute drive.
Exactly. Hey, before we get to what we're sidetracked by, can I tell you one other funny thing that happened that's horrifying?
Yes.
I went to Target to make a return. And
what were you returning?
I was returning a dress. Wish it would have been a cocktail dress that was long, but here we are, everybody. I was returning a dress because I went to a funeral and I did not have a black dress. And so I bought like six and one of them was from Target, didn't end up needing it. So when I, so embarrassed for myself. So when I went up to the Target person, I handed them the bag and the dresses in it, and they pulled it out with the receipt, and the tags were still on it and all that. And they said, oh, this must be yours. And they handed me a random sock. And I was like, well, that's embarrassing. It was
Did they give it
was just
Soma?
Like a random sock. And I was like, ooh, that's embarrassing. I guess it could have been worse though. And then she goes, oh, like this, and then hands me underwear.
Is it your Soma?
I wish it was my Soma. Oh, no. Like pre-Soma. It was BS before Soma. And she just like literally, you guys, think of holding it with your two fingers.
She needed tweezers. She needed a mask.
And not... Now, listen, before you send your hate mail to me, send it to Heather because I'm too sensitive. But it's not, and listen to the whole sentence, it's not clean underwear, evident by the fact that it's stretched out of shape, right? It's not like it's like, you know how it comes out of the dryer and it looks a certain way. And then after you've worn it a while, it looks a different way. So it looks that other way.
It's all twisted
she just hands it over.
Oh, no.
And I am dying. And so then I have a sock in my underwear, but she had taken the bag.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, could I have that bag back? She's like, it would be my pleasure.
Now all of a sudden you're at Chick-fil-A. Like,
I know. And she said, it would be my pleasure. And I put it in there. And JB and I were going to do a little shopping. I'm like, we have to leave. Like, I don't know what I have to do.
I will never come to this Target again.
Never again. Y'all, my underwear was stuck in the dress.
Oh, no. And they're like, and you never wore it? You sure?
That's why I said the tags were on it, because you know good and well. She was like, lady, you wore that. You know you wore it. That's why your nasty underwear is stuck in it. Oh, yes. Heather.
That's hilarious.
Should we be sidetracked by anything? Is it time?
Yeah, let's do it. What do you got? Speaking of Target.
It's sad. This is where we are now, guys. This is where Sidetracked is officially landed. And if you're listening to this, I believe you're my people and you're going to be interested in this too. Before we left, I got a travel pill box from Target. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm not sure I've ever been more excited. It doesn't hold my underwear and I had to go to a different Target. But JB, you know, take some medicines. I take, you know, I always need Tylenol. I always need the puke medication. What's that puke one? And I don't have your father-in-law. Like, I don't have people that's prescribing stuff. I just have to, like, I have to counterfeit it, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Keep it under the counter and take expired drugs and all that.
Yeah.
But I never have the right stuff. You need a Tums because you always eat something weird. So I'm like, okay, I'm just going to break down. I don't use a pill box. I know a lot of people do. They take a lot of supplements or whatever. So I got this little portable one that had the stickers you put on it that say pain relief or whatever. I put it in there and I was so excited. I was showing everybody, like the people we stayed with, and they're like, oh, your pill box is neat, Cynthia. Thanks. Brett's like,
they're like, wear the right dress next time. We'll worry less about the pill box.
Yeah, spend a little more time on the cocktail attire, lady. Maybe that's why me and the oldies were wearing our short dresses. I don't know. I bet they had travel pill boxes.
They had a great pill box, I bet.
Brett was like, if you talk about that pill box again, Kate wasn't with us. She was in the wedding, so she was never with us. Anyway, you guys, please, can I implore you, to go buy the travel pillbox. It's good.
I got one off Amazon from my sister-in-law that I've told you all about before, that you have the stickers that match the medicine. Like, this is mm-hmm. the Tylenol sticker. This is the Nyquil sticker. But you can only fit like 2 or 3 pills. This looks like you can fit a decent amount in each.
No, it has like 7. It's for like if you have prescription drug problem, this is your answer. Okay. Because it's got like 9 compartments that you, yeah. I mean, I was making
big compartments.
Yeah. I literally put in there like Gas-X. I don't know when I've taken Gas-X in the last decade, but I had a spot for it. So by golly, I put Gas-X
in there. Did you put Dreamsicle Tums in there?
Oh yeah, surely I did. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did. Right. It was really, I want y'all to have one, and they're $4.99, everyone. Splurge a little, live a little.
Get a summer treat.
What about you?
Speaking of splurging a little, I saw this and I thought, do I need it? I'm a little sidetracked by it. I can't decide. So I asked people and they all agree that I should get it, including you. The Gaga ball pit.
I'll come over and play.
It's inflatable. And if you get the 15-foot one, which I need to measure out our yard to see what would even fit, it's like $120. I asked my son if he would play in it, and he goes, well, how much does it cost? And I said, it's free. Mm-hmm. He goes, well, then I'd use it. Like, I don't want your decision to be based on it, how much it costs. Like, would you ever play anyway? So
I feel like with 4 boys, they are going to fall over the side of it. They are going to fill it with water. They are going to put it on top of a car and drive it through the neighborhood. Like, it will ever.
It's open at the bottom. It's just the sides.
Oh, it's open. Okay. Yeah. So they're going to saddle it. They're going to ride it like a horse. They're going to spank it like in some dirty motion.
It's going to just be like a wrestling pit. I'm going to be like Trump setting up the wrestling thing in front of the White House.
But I think it's going to be good. And listen, if those people come by, and you know what? The porch goose would be cute in it.
So cute.
And if those people come by that like to vandalize your topiaries, like that's some good stuff for them to mess with. I like it. I think we're here for it.
I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking about it.
We'll do a live from it if you get one. I'll come over.
Okay. All right. But I'm a little sidetracked by that. What else you got?
Okay. Can I say one other thing? I'm back to the pillbox for 1 second. I was at a dance recital yesterday for my friends that, took the dance class and they
danced. Adults dance recital.
Yes, and they do their mall. They did the mall at Christmas in Santa. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They had their ballet yesterday. It was hilarious. I asked Tracy, our Tracy, for a piece of gum. I'm so thirsty. I'm like, you guys, I need a drink of water so bad. And I haven't had water in a decade. And they were like, really? I'm like, I'm so thirsty. I'm like, Tracy's like, do you want a piece of gum? She pulls out the nastiest old pill bottle. And she has it in there. I go, I didn't ask for a Xanax. I'm like, I just wanted some gum. She's like, that's where I keep my gum. It's bigger than a gum container. What are we doing, Trace?
Tracy.
So I just need to bring that.
Now you know what to get her for Christmas.
A travel pillbox.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
She's Jewish, so it'll be one of her
Hanukkah. Hanukkah.
Okay. Westmore Beauty Body Coverage Perfector. Have you ever used this sunless tanning stuff?
Is this the one that you accidentally? Oh, it looks nothing like hairspray. So this is different. This is for your face?
No, this isn't my hairspray. I cheated on my old one. No, I don't know. That's for your face. I was talking to friends and everybody kept saying, have you not used the Westmore Beauty? It's expensive, everybody. For the bigger bottle, it's $80 and the smaller, it's $50. This isn't like the one I usually use. But it comes with a buffing brush. Well, no, you buy a buffing brush, but you can get a knockoff brush because it's more expensive through theirs. And you literally it looks like you airbrushed it on you and you do this circular motion all over your legs or whatever. And it gives like the most perfection little tan and it stays on 3 days. I can attest to that. And so can everybody that saw me in my cocktail dress. My legs were tan. That people know for sure.
In this advertising, it's saying it can completely cover up tattoos. Is that real?
I don't have a tat, but I will get one to prove a point. No, but I will say this.
It has old lady blue vein legs.
Veins. Everyone, my Shadow Brandy was like, it covers veins, all those things. My legs,
the old ladies could use it.
I don't have a lot of veins, so I didn't try that. I mean, I have ugly all over them. That's not my issue. But
ours.
It was really good. And it just brushed on. You have to wait 10 minutes. So that's fine. I just blew my hair dry. Then it was done. And it stays on in water. And so just heads up, if you need something, if you are going to go to a wedding rehearsal dinner and wear the wrong dress, but your legs are showing and you want them dark, Westmore Beauty Body Coverage Perfector, and you need to buy a brush. I bought a knockoff one.
Okay.
The end.
But 7 ounces, is that going to cover my body? How many times?
I just did my legs and I did like squirt, 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 squirt on each leg. Like four drops. Don't say squirt. Okay. Dabble, dribble.
A little, no.
No, not dribble.
A little dab. Dab.
Like moist here, moist there, moist.
Nope.
Okay. And none. So, but I think that
this could get you through a few events. A 7 fluid ounces could get
I you think if you're just doing your legs and your legs are of normal proportion, I mean, I don't know if you're doing your arms. I mean, if you are like on that.
If you're on a GLP-1, then you probably.
Yeah, if you're on a GLP-1, you're going to get 3.5. You're going to get a summer out of it. If you're not on a GLP-1 and so you're running more my size, then you're going to get, I'd say you get about 5 weeks.
And then shade, how do you pick?
I picked based on what my friend Brandy had, and I got the, what's this one called? I don't know. It'll come to me.
I do know that I'm warm versus cool, so I probably should go with warm radiance.
I did light radiance, everyone.
Oh, the very lightest one. Okay. One in.
No, I did warm radiance. Sorry, I did warm. And so anyway, I'm sorry, everybody.
This is
officially
good.
Golden radiance. I did golden radiance.
Three. So, okay, you did a three. All right, that's dark. And it wasn't too dark?
I don't know. You can ask people the thing, but I felt like it was okay.
They weren't worried about your dress. It was your super dark legs.
Like, her face doesn't is so match. White.
The top doesn't match the bottom. What is going on?
They literally thought I had on pantyhose. They're
you
like,
this whole boy. Time thought it was your dress. Nope. Okay, well, I'll have to check that out. Okay, so something that I have not checked out, but it's coming today, and I thought I could play it yesterday and let you know about it today, but unfortunately not, is this new game that my friend Marcy told me about called Hitster.
Hit, not hip. Hit.
Oh, hit. Okay. And if you have a family that loves music like I do, I've heard it's really, really fun and different generations. So it's actually better if like your parents and you and then your kids are all playing because like your parents might know music from the 50s and 60s and then you can cover like 80s, 90s. Anyway, you're basically hearing the beginning of a song and trying to figure out what year it probably came out based on like, oh, how old was I when I heard that song? Anyway.
Oh, I like that.
It's fun. So I'm going to, I mean, I think it's fun. It's got a lot of great reviews and she said it's super fun. And she said they were playing it at one of her kids' baseball games to the walk-up songs.
Oh, that's fun.
Like not actually playing the game, but like a walk-up song would happen and be like guessing the year. So she told them about this game and then she invited them all over, all these baseball parents that she's meeting. And they all had pizza and she's like, it turned into this great event just because of this concept of guessing the year a song came out. Anyway.
That's fun. Let me know how it goes. I think I might enjoy that. Now I did have a question. Who's going to play that? Are you making these four boys play games all summer? What's happening?
We played a game last night. And it was their idea. Actually, it was my son's girlfriend isn't like, she's in town. She's been in town. She's been going to all these events. She went to my dance class today with me. So fun.
This girl's big. She's cute.
She's so cute.
You're so delighted by her because everyone says she looks like you.
Well, we just have a good time. Like she and Quaid and Bruce and I went out to dinner and then we went to that concert, 80s music concert, and she totally dressed up in costume. And I was like, I'm here for it. So I wore a costume and they were dancing and singing along. It was so fun. They're a good time. Anyway, so she was the one who last night after dinner, she was like, let's play a game, not on a screen. And I was like, huh, yes. So we played a card game. It was fun.
Awesome. Well,
I want to try this Hitster one because, I mean, yeah. I will fail at it. I'm terrible at knowing when music came out or the names of songs or bands, but they will all be highly entertained.
They'll have fun. Yeah. Well, speaking of games, when I was in North Carolina, you know, my friend Christy moved there, Sherry's sister. And so I got to stay with her. All of us did. She's probably still in recovery. By the way, on the way to the wedding, I had this panicked moment. Did I turn off my curling iron? I'm like, yes, I turned it off. But then I'm like,
all the way in Dallas?
No, I meant at their house. And they just moved into a new house in North Carolina. So I text him, call him. Nobody, her and her husband, nobody answers. I'm like, finally, I get a hold of the husband. And he's like, okay, on it. And I get home and they're like, no, it was on. I was like, oh, I'm the worst house guest. But
it was on?
It was on, you guys. It would have turned off. But my gosh, Cynthia. Okay. But let me tell you this. She had her new friends over, her new Mahjong friends over. I didn't appreciate it, but I was nice to them. But I'm like, you stole my friend. And they were like, no, she moved here. I'm like, well, same difference, everyone.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we played Mahjong. They were darling. This one girl had a Mahjong card cover. I didn't know this existed. You can go on the Etsy and you get your Mahjong card and they have every design and your name can go on it and whatever size Mahjong card you had. And it was the cutest thing. And so I was like, well, I mean, I don't know why I don't need one of those. I mean, it feels like I should. Now, the one I linked in our thing was like $18, but then I've seen them for like $7 or $8, but it's custom and it goes over your card. And then Christy's like, yeah, but do we buy one for all four of our cards? And then I'm like, well, whose name goes on it? How do I make the decisions? But at least for my card, as for me and my card, we shall have a cover.
I think it's a great gift idea for this group I meet with once a month. That would be a great Christmas gift.
Aren't they
cute? Like they have their own card. And I could even have them be coordinating with each other but have their name on it. I think that's a great
Totally. Gift. So anyway, for those of you that are playing Mahjong, for those of you that aren't, come on.
Come
Everywhere
on.
I go now. And some of you DM us and say, hey, it's taken by storm here. But one of the girls, last thing on that, one of the girls that was so cute that had this card cover, she's like, she's never heard of Sidetrack. She listens to Mesmerize. And my friend Christy was like, oh, you're missing out. Go to Sidetrack. They're your people. And because she said, hey, have you ever heard of a porch goose? I've been looking for one. I'm like, have I heard of a porch goose? All but invented it over here.
Yeah, North Carolina, though, that's where I think it really took off.
And so she wanted to know where to get one. And I said, Amazon. And she said, there's no way they're on Amazon. They're like concrete. And I go, well, I don't know. I don't have one. But Heather, I said, I bought Heather all the matching or whatever outfits.
It was a plastic one on Amazon, but maybe they've taken off and those sold out. Speaking of taking off and sold out, my last thing I'm sidetracked by is hacky sacks. Did I bring these up before?
No, not that I recall.
Oh my gosh, y'all. Not only do high schoolers play this at school, middle schoolers, college kids. Remember hacky sacks?
Yes, of course. That's like my childhood.
So it's taken off so much that if you go on Amazon to try to buy one from the actual hacky sack company, they're sold out. And apparently the company made enough, they thought, for the year, but they only lasted like a few weeks or a month. And so I'd mentioned it in an email or something for my other show. And so a friend who was in Guatemala on a mission trip, she texts me while she's still there. And she's like, hey, I'm bringing back some hacky sacks. Do you want any? I'm like, yes, I will take four, please. And they're actually raising money for an orphanage by like selling them. So
wow. I mean, there's nothing. Solomon had something. He knew there's nothing new under the sun. Literally the hacky sacks.
So I brought them home yesterday. I got them yesterday while I was at church when I met up with this cute girl. And my boys were like, they're beating it up, trying to get it just right. And they're all playing it. And I mean, every single one of them was willing to play it. And so if you need a non-screen activity, see if you can get your hands on a hacky sack.
My bursitis trying to hacky sack it around. Maybe I could get in your Gaga pit. And now if I fall, I could fall into the inflatable side.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay. I want to tell you in Super Trackers, this is what I think would like to discuss. I spoke at Bentree, did the Sunday morning thing. You know how nervous it makes me. I have to tell you a hilarious thing that my mother said later about it. It was not flattering.
and the whole Southern Baptist Convention basically saying that I should no longer associate with you.
Right. What am I doing on a Sunday morning?
I need to read you what it said. They voted that basically because of what you did, I should not be associated with you if I was part of the Southern Baptist Convention, which I'm not.
Obviously, I'm not either, but my ovaries really would have caused a controversy. But so I need to tell you that. I need to tell you, related to what you just said.
Okay.
This girl told me a story at the wedding that is so cool, back to the speaking thing.
Okay.
And then I need to talk to you about my hair. The end. What do you got for Super Trackers? And we got a lot of new ones. We got our cameo coming up.
Oh, we were supposed to pick that today.
But we're going to pick it on Super Trackers, right?
Oh, yeah.
They're Super Trackers.
Okay, yeah. We'll pick it up for Super Trackers. I listened to an episode of a podcast that I'll bring up related to parenting that really helped me in a situation. And great. So I'm going to share that and get your thoughts on that. And then I feel like, is there anything else that I need to talk about? Probably other things will come up. Surely. Surely.
Well, don't even worry, everybody. After I tell you what Dorothy said, after me speaking,
have then
we'll have a few moments to discuss.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, friend. Bye.
Bye. Psych. Isn't that what they said in the 90s too? Just kidding.
Nothing new under the sun.
Nothing new under the sun. We forgot that if you want to be a super trackers, you know how to sign up. You go to sidetracked, past tense, .supercast.com. You sign up there. It's $6 a month or $60 for the whole year. You get 2 extra episodes. And usually we go a little deeper, a little more behind the scenes. Things that we're only telling our it feels like we're in like a little room and we're having a little conversation that no one in the world is going to hear. So join us over there.
And people are like, I heard that.
I heard that.
Yes, but you also support the show so we can keep doing it. So we love you. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye.